Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to Kraken Game Day with Softy and Dick. Brought to you by Smartsheet. Ready to achieve more with your business? One platform, one workspace. Learn more at smartsheet.com.
All right, we are in the Kraken Game Day window, baby, right here on 950 KJR, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop tonight from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Aaron Levine will join us in about an hour or so. Ryan Clark, by the way, saying that Donskoy, McCann, and Oleksiak are all in Vegas. The expectation is they will play tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights. So that is good news. Good news for sure. And speaking of good news, joining us right now on the air, a guy who is getting ready to take a seat in the 300 level, probably a couple of rows from the top of the arena.
I'm sure. Yeah.
At T-Mobile.
Does he even get a ticket?
Tonight in Vegas.
I don't know.
Well,
he's gonna
have to wait and see if they have any left. They got to take care of some other people first. But the president and CEO of the Seattle Kraken, it's like a proud papa, baby, Todd Lywicki, joining us from Vegas right now. Todd, how are you?
Hello, man. How we doing? And by the way, if I'm in that last couple of rows, the view is much better at the Climate Pledge Arena, I can assure you.
Yeah, you're like Bob Uecker, man. They're going to kick you out of the arena when they could grab you from your seat up there. But we've been on this journey now for a couple years, and we are about 90 minutes away from seeing it fulfilled in the regular season. What is today? What do the next 90 minutes or so, man, mean to you, pal?
Well, actually, it's been the journey's been longer than that. It started really with the arena.
Yeah.
And I am so excited about tonight, but really, for me, the big moment is coming a week from Saturday where our fans get to walk into the brand new, beautiful Climate Pledge Arena, see it for the first time, and it's puck drop, and it's our first home game. But tonight is a very exciting night, and to have those three guys available for us to be back in the lineup. A little bit of, the COVID protocol, there was a little story behind that. And, we just tested him again and then had to verify the results of the second test. And, we're excited. And I think that, camp doesn't seem like it was very long. This team we're playing is a very good team. Many people think they're going to win the Western Conference, but I think our guys are proud to wear the S on their jersey, and it's off to the races tonight.
Todd, tell us about the time frame of the building and the completion of the building. How close was that time frame between a fully completed arena and when you're going to open up?
Yeah, so I think initially we had hoped that we'd be in a little bit sooner, but my goodness, the men and women who built it worked literally day and night and worked their way all the way through the challenges of COVID. We hear a lot about supply, chain challenges, but somehow we've gotten through it. So we didn't think we'd get in for the preseason. We didn't. We're tonight starting a 5-game road trip, but the first event is actually a week from tonight, a spectacular event with the Foo Fighters. It sold out, and that night we're going to honor the men and women who built the arena. A big portion of the seats are being provided to the men and women who built it. And let us never forget, because when many of us stayed at home and worked remote and jumped on Zoom calls, they came to work every single day. And I'll never forget it. It was, it was not only did they do brilliant work, but they showed courage in doing it.
Yeah, well, Todd Lywicki is with us as we're about 90 minutes away or so from getting going down there in Vegas. And ironically enough, the Penguins and Lightning are scoreless right now after one period in Tampa Bay. And you played a big role in getting Tampa Bay to where they are. They hoisted their championship flag tonight in that arena. What will it take? Because this is the goal here, right? All of us want to win a Stanley Cup championship and be as successful as we can be. What did you learn from your days in Tampa Bay that you can bring with you to help us reach that goal here in Seattle?
Well, my final year there, we went to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'll just tell you that in the, you know, people say that the Stanley Cup's the hardest trophy to win, and I'll give you evidence of that. We played 3 7-game rounds, and then 6 games in the finals. We played 27 playoff games. And that, in fact, for me, was the last time I was actively involved in running a team, was the 2015 Stanley Cup Finals. But, you know, it is the things we've done, I think, lay the foundation for building a championship organization. And I'm going to give you this quick, but it starts with your fans. When you have passionate fans, it permeates an organization. And we have that, 32,000 depositors, March 1st, 2018. We're never going to forget. When you have a beautiful arena that inspires those fans and connects the fans to players, we got it in spades. Our arena is as good as any in the land. A training center is a super important thing, and we built a great one up at the Kraken Community Iceplex. And then you got to build out a farm team, an American Hockey League team, and under construction now is that arena in Palm Springs. We're splitting a squad right now in Charlotte. But next year, our team plays full on in Palm Springs, and it's just, it really completes the pieces, the 4 pieces that are really fundamental. We're a cap team. We've got some room under cap now. We'll be opportunistic, but I think the pieces are all there for us to build a long-term winner. I don't know if we're going to win tonight, but I think we're going to build a long-term winner in a big way.
Well, Todd, obviously a lot of comparisons being drawn with the team you're playing tonight, and for obvious reasons. How closely did you follow Vegas's blueprint, and how much communication, even on your side, on the business side, was there with Bill Foley of the Golden Knights?
You know, we have George McPhee, their GM, is a longtime pal of mine. I've known him forever. And they did a terrific job. They did, there was an element of surprise in which they came into the league. Many GMs felt they weren't as prepared as they should have been, and we saw that a little bit in our expansion draft. But you know, we feel good about our team. I would say the point of departure between the two organizations is we had to build a new arena. They walked into an arena that was built and ready. So less complicated. We probably had a little more time. But, you know, we're measuring ourselves not against any other team, but against our own expectations and what we owe our fans. And we owe our fans a lot. And, you know, we're intent on building a great organization and not just, you know, trying to win the cup and bring the cup back to Seattle, but, you know, how we behave in the community. And I think we got a big opportunity to be a unifying force, and Seattle needs that. We need it in a big way, and we're going to try and do our best.
Well, I can't wait till next Saturday. I am actually proud to say that I have not stepped foot into that arena yet, and I will not foot until next Saturday.
Yep.
I want to see it for the very first time when we play the Canucks in a week and a half from now. But I want you to talk to all the newbies out there, Todd, because you know there's a lot of people watching this game tonight that are tuning in for one reason, because they're watching for the first time in their lives their NHL hockey team. They finally have a team to call their own. What do you want people to look for? What do you want people to keep an eye on starting tonight when this team hits the ice?
Well, we got a great goalie, and I think we've got an unselfish team. You know, not huge superstar, but really fantastic players who were key players on their respective teams. You know, I want them to play with passion. I want us to never quit. I want us to be a team that's known for working hard for our fans. But fans are going to, you know, tonight starts the journey. And, you know, I mean, we're really proud to get to this point, but it's really the starting point. And we'll play tonight, and then we'll play 81 additional regular season games, and then hopefully the playoffs. And this thing will build. You know, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. We're on a 5-game road trip. I think it's a really good thing for the team. Our GM would have preferred 3, but it's 5.
Yeah.
But a chance to get away from, Seattle and to bond truly as a team and get focused. And so it's going to be an interesting week and a half leading to a home opener. And, man, I can't wait, Softy, until you and Dick walk into that building and see what's been done, because it is just fantastic. I know I talk in superlatives, but I just can't say enough about the finished product of this arena, because I think it's the best in land.
Yeah. Well, from Tuesdays with Todd to watching the Kraken take ice tonight, at 7 o'clock. That's a hell of a rise for you, my friend, all right? So keep it going.
I do want to say this to both of you guys. Like, you took a leap of faith. You got behind this, and we're going to pay you back, too. You're going to look back, and people are going to think you were prophets for getting behind this. This is going to be something really spectacular. People are going to love the game. The game is so fast and played in such a beautiful way. It's really going to be an easy game for this town to fall in love with, and I think they already have.
Yeah. Well, if people think we're prophets, that doesn't say much for prophets, by the way. I'll tell you that right now. So we'll see. Hey,
spelled differently.
Have fun tonight, all right? Enjoy it, all right? Relax a little bit. Yep. Take it all in and have some fun. We'll talk soon.
I am doing it, man, and I was tempted to cry a couple of times on this call, but I didn't, so I got my emotions under control.
Yeah, most people cry when they have to come on this show, so I don't blame you. All right, have fun tonight, Todd. We'll talk soon. Thank you, buddy.
Bye,
Todd Leiwicki with us. And by the way, if you're a ticket holder, if you're not a ticket holder, they have an app out. I think it's Kraken and Climate Pledge Arena. I'll have to get the exact wording of it. I downloaded it the other day, and it's really, really easy to use.
That's to get into the building?
That and to manage your tickets, all kinds of stuff,
cool.
Events,
okay.
Whatever. So check it out on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, but a very very good job on the app by those guys. All right, 5:40, we're going to break. Brian Schmetzer is going to hop on for a few minutes here and catch up with us, and then Aaron Levine from Fox 13 is in Vegas. He'll join us coming up about 20 minutes or so on 950 KJ.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.